Hey, rebels, revolutionaries, and rule breakers. Welcome to Boldly Unwind, the podcast where we flip the script, challenge the norms, and we fearlessly dive into the art of relaxation, reclaiming rest, and defying expectations. So whether you're lounging on the couch or plotting your next act of rebellion, get ready to be inspired, entertained, and maybe even a little bit unruly. I'm your host, Carrie Lemons, your guide to boldly unwinding in a hectic world. In each episode of Boldly Unwind, we're going to embark on an adventure to discover new ways to embrace the joy of rest. From silly stories to expert advice, we will explore it all as we dare to prioritize our well-being. Join me and special guests as we debunk the myths about rest, share hilarious anecdotes about our quest for downtime, and uncover the secrets to living a boldly unwound life. So go grab your favorite blanket, kick off your shoes, and let's boldly unwind together. Today we are kicking things off with my personal story and how I am starting a movement to reclaim rest and vibrantly disrupt hustle culture. Where's my story start? Well, it starts with me being tired. Like always tired. And I don't mean a normal sleepy tired, sometimes that's what it was, is, but more of a bone weary, exhausted, weak, can't think, can't function, tired. And I have been this way since I was a very young adult. This experience is what makes me an expert and leader in this movement to reclaim rest as a good thing. I want to delete the word lazy from our vocabulary. Like I want the idea of laziness to never exist. See, I have chronic fatigue syndrome, among some other health challenges. And while chronic fatigue plays a main role in my life, it doesn't define who I am. So, who the heck am I? I am a biologist. I am a chemist. I am a licensed massage therapist. I'm a neurological integration systems practitioner. I'm a Reiki practitioner. I am an essential oil educator and advocate. I'm a business owner. I am someone who meditates. I am someone who loves animals, especially my puppy, Sir Frankfurter Bjark, also known as Frankie. I'm a daughter, a sister, a friend. I am a single mom of a teenage daughter, and I am a silly, happy, vibrant disruptor. So how did I get from this scared, frustrated, and again, very tired young woman to all the things that I just listed? Well, that took a lot of time, some really tough life experiences, and picking myself back up more times than I can even count. But I did settle into my journey of making life work for me and my circumstances. And I now choose to trust myself and my intuition and make my own rules. This journey has led me, really required me, to challenge hustle culture. So being an overachiever is probably a big part of my story. Going back to when I was a young woman, after graduating college with dual degrees, so there's some overachieving right there. But after graduating college, I realized pretty quickly that the challenges that I faced with fatigue and my health were not going to allow me to work a typical job with a typical schedule. But I had all these plans and these goals and these dreams, so I had to get creative. And this is where my rebel roots really started to grow. I knew that I needed a life and work schedule that I was in control of so that I could allow for more rest. I had people around me that supported me on the surface, but they really didn't understand because, I mean, I looked healthy and I was driven. And it seemed like this would all pass and I would go back to, quote, normal at some point in time. I was never normal, so none of us are, right? But I did cycle. I did cycle through times of the overachieving and seeming on top of everything and energetic to swinging to the other side of needing a lot of rest and being exhausted. And that cycle continued for a while I was trying to figure things out. And nobody around me really knew how to handle it. Neither did I. I really felt alone. I lost a lot of relationships. And, you know, finally, I stood myself up and started realizing the blessing that comes with releasing habits and people that aren't good for your life. And I started moving forward. And I became a massage therapist, a really good one. And I've done that for about 20 years. But again, there was the overachieving and overcompensating involved in all of that. And I started my own business. And that allowed for the schedule control that I needed. But basically what came with that schedule control for a while was the ability to just sleep when I needed to. I felt like I had to walk a line that kept my life and career looking acceptable to most people, but also allowing extra rest for myself. So I rested during my lunch hours. I would sleep. I would nap on my massage table between clients and would just take as many clients during the day as I could and then nap when I could. And any breaks that I had, I was resting. And, you know, I missed a lot of social events and I slept in on the weekends a lot, but I was managing. I was giving myself that rest and trying to still function as best I could. I wouldn't say it was ideal. And I don't think that it was easy. So then I got married and I had a baby. And it was a beautiful, wonderful time, but also very challenging. And so my work and my business had to take a backseat at this point because I couldn't do it all. So funny thing is here, hint, hint, this doesn't just apply to me because I had chronic fatigue. It is just because of my chronic fatigue that it was understandable and acceptable to slow down and focus on my baby. The thing is that time it really clicked for me that it was actually acceptable for everyone to slow down and prioritize themselves. Our society just doesn't, with hustle culture the way it is and our value being tied to our productivity, society just makes it seem like we can't do that. But I'm here to teach you and show you that we can slow down and we can prioritize ourselves and our wellness. And through that, we are better. We are better people, better friends, better family members, better employees, just by doing that. A lot of life happened after this realization. I was in a bad marriage. I didn't have my own income at this time. And so despite my realization and the empowerment that came with knowing the value of rest in my life and having some control over my schedule, I still tried to fit in a world that really didn't support that. I was very stuck in people-pleasing. And I didn't value my own knowledge, my own intuition, and my own experiences, because I was in a really toxic environment. I was raising a daughter, though, and I could easily see her value and her needs much better than my own. So that knowledge, her value and her needs, being able to prioritize that gave me enough strength to rebel even further. And I took a stand and I made noise, a lot of noise about what was wrong and inappropriate and unacceptable in my life. And I got out of an abusive marriage. And it was at this point I remembered to really trust myself a bit more. The story that had been told to me every day that I had less value because I needed more rest really simply wasn't true. And I was able to look at the reality of my situation. And I was able to see that despite the rest that I needed, I built a business and sold it for profit. I taught massage school for 2 years. After that, I started an essential oil business. And then I started back to doing clinical massage work. I did all of that while raising a daughter and living in an abusive situation. If I had not taken that rest that I needed, not much of that story would be true. So I learned and remembered that I am valuable simply by existing. And I am powerful when I listen to myself and I trust my intuition. And here's the thing, that is true for every single one of us. Our value is not determined by our level of busyness. And we need to really reconsider having pride in simply being busy. We're not at the mercy of our boss or even our kids' schedule demands, right? Boundaries and rest are so important to living a life free of burnout and full of more health and happiness. So my story continues. I fast forward about 3 years. I'm single, being a mom, and I'm working again, getting my independence back. And my intuition now tells me to move in the middle of a pandemic. So talking about having to trust yourself, that was a tough one. But my daughter and I packed up and we left our home and we left our family and we left our friends and we moved 2 hours away from Southern Illinois to the St. Louis area. For so many reasons, this move was amazing and it still is. But it definitely came with challenges. But here I am. I'm running a business in a new area and I'm starting a movement to reclaim rest and disrupt hustle culture. And I've learned a lot along the way. And I will continue to learn. And I live unapologetically from a lifestyle that prioritizes my rest and my wellness. And that is absolutely the least selfish thing that I can do. It's the least selfish way for me to live. It's what allows me to give support and love my daughter the way that I do, and my community and my amazing clients. Sometimes people still don't understand how I can make up my own rules and make up my own schedule and prioritize my rest, because not everybody has a perspective that I have. I still hear things like, "That must be so nice," or "You are so lucky," which they wouldn't say those things if they knew my story and what I've been through, right? But I went through all of those experiences for a purpose, and that is to help you transform your life into one that feels more restful and still productive. One that has more happiness and more control of what's important to you beyond work and your obligations. I have such a passion for helping people reclaim rest and ease into their lives. Reclaiming rest really has a positive impact on every aspect of our lives. And I want you to feel empowered in that knowing. So what does it even look like to work with me and to find that different lifestyle? I mentioned earlier that my main form of rest used to be sleep. And now hear me when I say that I am still the ultimate nap enthusiast. Big fan. But I have studied and had experiences and learned so many other ways to have quality rest that doesn't involve sleep. And I teach those things to my clients. So if you work with me, then you get to experience restorative sessions that include things like Reiki and meditation and tea and mindfulness, breath work, and more. There's more. And you get to learn which of those tools help you feel best at rest. And then if you choose, I support you in transforming your life with ease and rest. So we work on practical and like simple ways to prioritize rest in your life, very personalized to you and your situation. And then we get to watch that shift happen as you integrate this new way of being. And yes, that probably involves accepting the beauty of naps as well. Absolutely. If you want to find more information about working with me, you can go to my website at carrielemons.com. So carrielemons.com. I'm on Instagram at Carrie Lemons Rest Specialist. I think it's the same thing on Facebook as well. So if you want more information about any of that, you can find me there. You can message me there. I would love to hear questions that you might have about how to incorporate rest into your life, or things that you would like to see on the podcast, questions answered, or types of people that you want to hear from, because I'm definitely going to be having some experts, and I have a few lined up already. So I can't wait to share that with you. So what is my vision for this podcast, for Boldly Unwind? Let's talk about what Boldly Unwind means to me. That means to take control in your life and be able to say no to things on your schedule when you need a minute, and plan time into your schedule when you know that you're going to need some rest. If you're feeling burnout, it means taking a stand and saying, I'm burnt out and I need to do something different so that I can keep moving forward and keep having the life that I have. Because if you don't, sometimes it leads to really big issues in our world, including health issues. So I do holistic healing as well. That's part of, it's part of my work. It's been part of my journey. And I don't want to see people have health issues arise because of stress and burnout. And stress is our number one disease-causing issue. So simply prioritizing some rest in your life in creative little ways, or having sessions with me or somebody else who does this kind of work, makes such a huge impact on the rest of your life so that you can keep going and not feel that burnout and not feel so heavy and weighed down by obligations, right? There is damage that comes with hustle culture. I know it's really easy to see the everyday of you feel productive and you're getting things done and you're checking things off your list because, oh, I love a checklist. I love marking things off my checklist. If I do extra things that weren't on my list, I will add them on there just to mark them off because it feels so good, right? But that shouldn't be what we have to default to feel good, right? The damage that comes with feeling like we have value in the things that we accomplish only is that we're never going to feel good about what we accomplish truly. There's always going to be, I should be doing this and I should be doing more, instead of sitting with the fact that we have value just by being and just by the things that we're giving off into this world. And I think the true damage comes from always chasing something and never quite catching it. Where if you sit back for a second and prioritize rest a little bit, you start to see that you've already caught it and everything else is just a bonus. So everything else you just get to do. And I know that our jobs don't always feel like we get to do them, like they're a requirement and there are things, but there are ways to figure out boundaries and have that support and change things up in your life for the better. And it can be scary. So having support through that is really important, but it can be done and it is necessary. And it is necessary to make that change in our world. This has to be a ripple effect. We have to be rebels, right? We have to really root in to those ways of being different and saying enough's enough, that this isn't how we want to live. My vision for this podcast includes hearing from other people who have resisted hustle culture in their way and how they did it and what things that they've incorporated into their life. And hopefully so a lot of different people can find inspiration in their different ways, because there are so many choices out there and we have so much control on things that we don't realize. And I want to bring that to light. I also want to kind of debunk some myths and common misconceptions about rest and relaxation. Again, I want to get rid of the word lazy. I want to explain and help people see why that is such a damaging mindset to have for our world in general, and how most of us really are just doing the best we can at all times. And we shouldn't even be hard on ourselves about it. We shouldn't feel lazy when our body is telling us to slow down and to rest. And we shouldn't feel bad if we get sick. We should listen. It's a sign. It's a time saying our body is talking to us and saying, slow down. Slow down for a minute. Let's heal. Let me do my thing. Because our bodies are very intelligent that way. And so I want to take time with this podcast to talk about those different misconceptions about rest and relaxation. And number one being that it is not something that is just a luxury, because it's not a luxury when you hit so hard in burnout that you get ill with something severe, or you end up with something like chronic fatigue and you have to live with that and find ways to live with that. I would love to help prevent that for other people. By far, that is probably my number one goal, is to prevent other people going through anything like that. And so, yeah, rest is not a luxury. It's a requirement for our body. It is very much needed. And that does include good sleep. So we will definitely be talking about good sleep on here and having experts about that give us tips and tricks and things that work. So in a society that glorifies all this busyness, what is one thing today that you can take away from this podcast that is just a practical step that might help break you free from the mindset of hustle culture? I would say breathing. We forget to breathe sometimes, and we forget to breathe fully and fully expand our lungs and fully take a minute to just take a breath. And I challenge you to do that a few times today. Simply make your exhale longer than your inhale and just think about your breath a few times today. It doesn't take any time, 30 seconds maybe, and feel how that feels and feel the control that you have in that moment. And it's incredible. So that is one practical, very simple step that I would encourage each of you to try as well. So yeah, I'm excited to have those conversations and to hear feedback from each of you. But yeah, okay, Rebels and Reclaimers of Rest. That's it for our first episode of the Boldly Unwind podcast. Remember, life is too short to play by somebody else's rules, so why not write your own? If you want to hear more stories of restful transformations, or if you want to learn how to cultivate a healthier relationship with downtime, make sure to hit the subscribe button. And until next time, stay bold, shine bright, and take a nap.